This is CPR News. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. The Denver Voice newspaper is making a comeback. Denverite's Kevin Beatty has more.
The newspaper provides income to people who sell it on street corners and are often currently homeless. The Denver Voice announced in September that their bank account was at zero and that they had to stop their operation. But its board said this week that things have turned around after other local outlets, including Denverite, reported on their fiscal cliff. Board Chair Robert Davis says they raise $50,000 and can publish the monthly paper through the end of the year, and likely into 2025. Davis says their November issue will be a love letter to the city that stepped up to save them. I'm Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
The Colorado Bureau of Investigation has extended its deadline for law enforcement agencies to apply for a grant to help locate people with cognitive disabilities who have gone missing. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
CBI cites low application numbers as the reason for the extension. Its Wanderer Recovery Program provides funding to help locate those with mental disabilities who go missing. Most cases involve the elderly with declining cognitive functions. The grant can be used to cover costs for equipment, technology, and training. CBI has issued 47 senior alerts within the first 8 months of this year. That's one-third of all alerts issued, including Medina, Missing Endangered, and Amber Alerts. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Tonight in the Front Range, temperatures will be in the 40s. You're listening to All Things Considered on CPR News. Thank you for listening. It's 4:06.